Welcome to the show, Sports and Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max, Live 265, iHeartRadio, Mad Max Radio. I want to welcome a special guest here tonight, hip hop artist and activist, War Cry, available on all platforms now, the one and only Golden Child. Golden Child, welcome to the show, man. How's everything going?
I'm good, man. A pleasure to be here. Honored to be here. Rock and roll.
Of course, congratulations on the new album, War Cry. It's making stride. I saw it climb up the charts all over Apple Music. I
Amazing.
tuned into it because I get disappointed sometimes with a lot of the new hip hop that's out because I'm always looking for MCs, lyricists, someone that's trying to spark a positive movement. And I came across War Cry and I did my research on you, just everything you've done with activism and just radical, the previous albums that you've had out. And I
Yeah.
was really impressed because Gifted's my favorite song off the album. You got Righteous Stepper on there, Return of the Gods. I like what you're doing for
Your
hip. Pop.
research,
Yeah.
man. That's
I'm
what's up.
impressed, man. Congratulations. But before we get into the meaning of the title, how do you feel as an independent artist right now, just to see the love that the album's getting and just the noise and it's growing on the charts independently?
Man, I'm not gonna lie to you, man. This is amazing, man. The way that we released the album, like it's some people that say that they're independent, right? But you know, they got multi-million dollar investors and they got some type of financial backing, whereas they may not be signed to a major label, but they got enough money behind them. Whereas, I mean, you might as well be signed to a label. But with this project right here, literally recorded it in my basement, bro, mixed it, mastered it, put it out on all the DSPs, and literally in 2 days it charted, bro, and went to number three. So that feels amazing because I know that, you know, the people were behind it, the community was behind it, the trenches were behind it. And it was really telltale that, you know, the people are ready for something new, like you kind of expressed before.
Yeah. Oh, they definitely are. And it's something that I loved reading the reviews and the comments on YouTube was that the fact that you have the backing of your home state, your hometown, it's the people in Chicago. They love you.
Oh, Chi-Town. That's right. That's right, bro.
Yeah, they're crazy. And it's just going to keep going up from here. But what is the meaning behind the title War Cry for the album?
Man, war cry, man. And one of the definitions of war cry, you know, is a call to rally soldiers for battle, right? And we all have a common enemy, man, and that enemy is the lack of knowledge and ignorance. And really the fight is against, you know, ignorance and the lack of knowledge, because the more we don't know, you know, the more we mistreat each other, the more we mishandle one another. So war cry really was to call, you know, all of the people, regardless of creed, class, and color, you know, that were determined to make our communities a safe and decent place to live, to come together and realize that there's more people out here that are serious and intentional about cleaning up our communities.
No, and you're
Yeah.
definitely making the change for sure. And just, you know, because I saw you on Instagram with Larry Hoover Jr., Ryan Fest. You got Chicago United out there. I saw the sneak peek on there with the Donda House on Instagram. So
Crazy.
stay tuned for that. Who else, as far as Chicago acts go, are you looking to collaborate with in order to continue to bring change?
Man, most of my focus, if I'm being 100% honest with you, is really on the trenches, but not just the trenches, man. I know a lot of times, you know, the brothers and sisters in the trenches are, you know, kind of highlighted for the negativity, but you know, being boots on the ground, a lot of them, you know, are, you know, rejected and despised. You know, people want to capitalize off of the pain and off of the hurt that come out of the trenches, but if it's not something ne if it's not something negative, oftentimes people turn their back on what's really going on in our community. So really, man, just collaborating, you know, with anybody in our community that is serious, you know, and intentional about turning things around, man. It doesn't have to be you know, a big name or somebody super established. It just got to be anybody that's really serious and intentional about changing the current conditions in the trench, man, because it's ugly out here for sure, bro.
No, and you're definitely doing your due diligence there and just doing it with the music and just everything on the side. When we look at it, especially with how the hip hop industry is going, do you think being independent is the future of hip hop and R&B?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's absolutely the future, man. We got so many tools, man, and so much technology out here right now, and you know, so many platforms, whereas you really don't need a label. If you can figure out the business and figure out the algorithms and figure out, you know, certain systems and putting different systems together to ensure, you know, that your product reaches the masses. I mean, in today's time, independence is really power. You know, being able to release your music when you want to release your music, drop records when you want to drop your records, work with who you want to work with. You understand what I'm saying? And kind of map out, you know, the direction of your career without having to deal with the limitations of no, you can't drop this right now, or no, you can't work with this artist, or no, you can't put out this type of content. I really feel like, you know, being independent is really where, you know, artists, you know, since the beginning of time really have always wanted to be. But technology has, you know, created the space for us to do it in a way today where, you know, you just don't really need a major label.
No, and you're doing it on your own. We're seeing the power that you have right now, especially with the album going crazy on the charts. It's just going to keep growing. The movement's going to keep going. But let's take it back to your childhood, Aurora. Do you have any early memories of being in Aurora? I know you were there only until like the age of six, and then you moved to the south side of Chicago. You have any early memories of being in Aurora?
Come on, Max.
Yeah.
You hard wired, bro. You really did your research,
Yeah.
man. Man, I was traveling back and forth from Aurora to Chicago. You know, my father was a part of a, you know, famous rap group out of the city of Chicago named Soldiers at War. So we would travel from, you know, Aurora to the south side and the west side of Chicago regularly because it's only about an hour away. And yeah, you know, I remember, you know, living in Jericho Circle. You know, no silver spoon. You know, we had a lot, you know, that, you know, we struggled with and had to deal with coming up. But yeah, man, you know, same old, bro. You know, childhood memories, watching cars, you know, eating snacks, going to corner stores, getting into little fights in the community and stuff like that. You know, nothing too crazy.
Get to Chicago. I know you were with your mother at that time, but she was the one who introduced you to like Aretha Franklin, Anita Baker, because your father, you already mentioned, he was a part of the hip hop group. He's got you on the Rakim and Tupac, but you love the melodies. How do you think that the melodies of Aretha Franklin and Anita Baker, just growing up to that, added to your music?
Man, when you listen to a lot of the rap that I put out now, the hip, you listen to the background vocals, a lot of the singing, you know, is, you know, was inspired, you know, by the Whitney Houstons, the Lettucey's, the Aretha Franklins, you know, Sade, you know. So singing is something that I do, but it's not necessarily out at the forefront right now. I'm telling you this now, but at a certain point in the future, you know, we're gonna do some more singing and kind of, you know, blow people's minds. I think this is probably one of the first platform since the release of my album, you know, that I, you know, made it public that, you know, I actually do sing. So yeah, man, I sing, I rap, I do poetry. It's so much in me, you know, that I haven't really revealed to the world that as my career continues to unfold, I think it's gonna be a real treat for the followers and the fans.
I believe it will. And I heard you in a freestyle on another show that you actually did break out in a song there. And I could tell that you have the talent with that as well. And that's going to do wonders for you too. But you mentioned the poetry thing. I want to take it because when we look at this famous freestyle, I think you know where I'm going with this. Backstage, DMX, Jay-Z, your father put you there. Was that the freestyle that we all know with the video? And was that your father, the one rapping with them?
So man, so the story is, yeah, my father was actually brought on that tour by a brother that's working with me now. My publicist, Rob Love, shout out Rob Love. But he was brought on that tour, the backstage tour, and we grew up seeing that and just going crazy every time we saw that freestyle on the internet. It was, you know, on TV or wherever we saw it because it was just like, you know, coming from where we came from, seeing my father in the room with Jay-Z and DMX, he was like the champion, you know. You know, somebody coming from, you know, where we came from, you know, the trenches, Chicago, you know, some of these, you know, downtrodden neighborhoods and being able to make it that far up the ladder. You know, every time we saw him do his thing in a room go crazy, we was like, wow. But yeah, that was my father, man. You know, Jay-Z did his thing, DMX did his thing. And then he comes in, you know, with the suit, man, and just, you know, lights the room on fire. So, yeah, man, that wasn't the poem. The poem you're talking about, we can get into it. But, yeah, that was my father that was there, and he was an inspiration for us for sure.
Yeah, and your father gave you a poem to spit. I think it was around the age of eight there. What was that poem? You can remember?
Yeah, I remember the
Yeah.
poem. I remember the poem, man. It was a poem called Dear Dad. I'm not going to spit it now because I don't want to mess it up. But it was definitely a poem called Dear Dad. And that was my first time ever being in the studio. I was so small that he kind of had to hold me up to the mic as I recorded it. And that kind of was my first introduction just to what came with, you know, being a recording artist. And yeah, you know, from there, the sky was the limit. There was a little gap because I was relatively young where I wasn't working on music. But around 14, 15, I got right back on it, man. And, we've been going crazy ever since, man.
Yeah, and I could tell you're building. It's gonna really go up for you. I could tell just by the support that you're getting, and you're doing it independently. And how does your father feel about your music?
Man, he's excited, man. He's super excited, man, to see me following the footsteps and seeing how far I've taken it so far, man. Yeah, man, he constantly gives me flowers, and I constantly got to give him his, for what he did to inspire me. But yeah, it was my mother and my father, man. My mother's super excited because the melodic aspect of of what I do came from my mother. All of the singing, because my mother grew up singing in the church. All of that stuff, my interest in, R&B and, real vocalists, that was from my mother. But the hip hop, the hardcore hip hop side was from my father, and I'm really just a combination of both of their gifts and talents.
Yeah. And you just wrap your life and you don't tell people how to live. And this is what's going to segue my question about conscious artists, because you don't like to label yourself as a conscious artist because you believe that there's a stigma that comes with that. What is the stigma you think that comes with being labeled as a conscious artist?
Yeah, man. In the communities that I work in, man, our target audience, is really the youth. And yeah, man, and just coming up, even being a young man, the term conscious, I knew it had something to do with positive. But the stigma that I've come to realize exists in our community is when they hear conscious, it's more so preachy and or judgmental, if you will. And that doesn't go to say that everybody that's under that conscious genre or label, is that. But I just when we hear conscious, when I hear conscious, super deep, super preachy, somebody's going to try to tell me how to live my life. And although that may not be the reality for every artist, I feel like that's what comes to mind, for a lot of younger folks and people in my generation. So I don't like that stigma. And it's funny you asked this question because since the release of the project, man, the reviews that I've been getting from people have been saying, like, this project is not just hip hop. This is not rap. You may need to create another genre for yourself because this is something completely different. So, still got to figure that out. What we're going to call it. But I mean, you can say whatever you want to say. I mean, you can say conscious. I can't tell you not to say conscious, but I just don't like the term because of what immediately comes to mind for me, if you will.
Yeah, no, I get that. And you've been doing your work out in Chicago. It was interesting me learning about your story because you work in the Chicago public school systems and just being there as a mentor and doing work there. You caught COVID, I heard, and you were planning on putting in your 2 weeks before you got back, but you actually ended up being terminated. What was the reason for you wanting to leave at that point?
Man, I felt like, my time was well served, and I felt like it was time for me to go into another chapter in my life. Chicago Public Schools really gave me an in-depth look into the reality of what, our children have to face growing up in the trenches and growing up in these communities. And I felt like the purpose of my time served there was really to get a, real hands-on, close-up, look at, what it is that our children have to deal with that takes them from being innocent to being, quote unquote, menaces in society. I learned in Chicago public schools, man, and this was something completely new for me, but that the teachers weren't able to create their own curriculum. I didn't know that, bro. I thought that as a teacher, you could teach your class the way you wanted to teach your class. You could talk about what you wanted to talk about as long as it wasn't nothing crazy. But I came to realize, like, the curriculum is given to the teachers, and if they veer off the curriculum, then they're in trouble. That blew my mind, because it showed me that, I mean, everybody's on this same page being given a curriculum, by these higher people on the board that oftentimes are completely detached from the reality of what our children have to face, right? And I came to realize it was only so much power, and influence I could have inside of that institution. So I was like, man, I learned what it is that I needed to learn, and in getting ready for me to, transition, I felt like, what I learned, I could use that and incorporate that in my music to help reach millions of young children, more, more children than I could reach, working in one of those schools. But Yeah, man, being in the school, you know, you saw the children listening to a variety of artists. You know, the teacher really couldn't get their attention. It wasn't listening to the teachers. But you know, when they put those headphones on, they was locked in listening to Youngboy, you know, their favorite artist. And I'm like, man, you know, the teachers don't really have their attention, but the artists have their attention. You know what I'm saying? So I said, man, music is one of those tools that, you know, if I figured out how to use it properly, I would be more effective in helping our children and helping our community with music than I would, you know, with the handcuffs that came with working in Chicago Public Schools.
Yeah. And you've had the impact because I believe someone said to you, man, I've never heard someone say so much positive and it sounds so good. I did hear someone tell you that before.
Yeah, man. I mean, and the funny thing about it is, even with this album, like I would just did an interview with Vocalo the other day, and the radio guy, he was like, "Man, can you please send me the clean edits of this project for the radio?" And I'm like, "Bro, there's no cursing on this
Yeah.
project. There's no cursing on it." And people have listened to the project and said, "Man, I got to go listen to it again because I can't believe you right now when you're telling me you didn't curse not once because it feels like you're cursing." But yeah, man, pretty cool stuff for sure.
Yeah, it's everything. It's the messages that you have in the music, the production, which I really care about in hip hop, and I could tell that you do, just with the boom bap, bringing that back. And then you mix it up with the drill a little bit, but you bring a message and a story to it. That's what's so powerful.
Right, man. Just figuring that part out, man, was really the formula. 'Cause, man, I've come to learn that people don't really like being told what to do.
Yeah.
Whether it's good or bad, you know, people just don't like people telling them what to do. So I had to figure out because, you know, the truth is needed. Messages are needed in our music, but I had to figure out how to put messages in our mu music without people feeling like when they sit down and listen to it, I'm judging them, I'm snapping on them, I'm telling them what they should and should not do. And that's when I transitioned to just start to talk about my life, what I do, what I experience. And if you're influenced by what it is that I do, you know, what I like to read, what I like to, you know how I live my life, then you'll follow for whatever reason. But that was it, man. It took me a little while to figure out that formula, but War Cry, you know, with the responses that it's been getting, come on, bro. We done figured it out.
Yeah, and you got the merch too. I saw you with the t-shirt. I used that for the picture of the promo flyer. You were standing next to Larry Hoover Jr. You got the photo of the album cover on your t-shirt.
Yeah, man. I wish I had some of it on hand right now. It's a lot of merch, man. You got the Unity merch, you got the War Cry merch, and the Unity merch is so big in Chicago, and it's really becoming a household name and brand, you know, all over the world because of what it's attached to. You know, like people know that Golden Child is valid. You know, that Golden Child is authentic, and if you're associating yourself with Golden Child and the Unity movement, 9 times out of 10, you know, you're a genuine, authentic individual. Because of the work we actually put in the streets, like this is not fluff. Everything you hear on the album and everything you hear me talking about, I've lived it, I experienced it, I walked it, I deal with every day. So when people see people in the Unity merch, it's like, oh, you with Golden Child. Okay. All right, you solid. If you with him, you're solid. And I think that's what's so dope about the merch because wearing the merch, you become a part of a club, you know, you become a part of a movement. You know, that's just really real and genuine, you know. Authentic.
And doing my research about you, being that you're so active in the communities in Chicago, you're someone that doesn't like to compare crime statistics. But when I look at it, because crime happens everywhere, why do you think Chicago is always so highlighted that they're just the most violent? Why do you think it's that Chicago is the most highlighted out of everyone else?
Man, bro, I'm not even sure. I'm not really sure why Chicago is so highlighted. I know, you know. The negativity and the violence is absolutely capitalized off of, for sure. You know, millions of dollars are made, you know, off the persona of individuals being negative or being violent or being quote unquote demons or menaces to society. I don't know why the highlight is on Chicago. Hence is why I don't like to compare statistics because us killing each other anywhere is not good and it's not okay. And I feel like when the comparisons are made, oftentimes it's made on the basis of trying to prove which one is worse than the other, right? And it's like, yeah, you know, we kill more. That's absolutely insane, right? You know, to brag and, you know, feel like the man for killing your own people and killing your friends and killing your family. But I mean, so much money is made off of, the ambulance, the hospital bills, the t-shirts we got to put our loved ones on, the pharmaceutical industry. Like, it's so much money that's made off of us taking each other's lives that I know there's vested interest, in capitalizing off of the pain and off of the hurt. So, man, hopefully that answered the question. But nonetheless, regardless of where we're taking each other's lives or who's doing it, the number one objective on my end is to really start to cut back on the crime and make our community a safe and decent place to live.
And you're making the changes. You're helping the spark change. And you talked about it that you have to start in-house. So how do you start? Where do you start? And how do you start in-house to create change?
Well, a wise man, once said that self-improvement is the basis for community development, right? And if you're a part of a community, it's one thing to start to try to change individuals, but if you start to change yourself and you're a part of that community, when you become better, that community becomes better, right? And we really have to start thinking about it like that. Starting with others before starting with yourself is absolutely backwards, man. Working on your health, right? Working on your discipline, working on the way that you think, working on making your household better. If all of us adopted that mindset, the more we started to improve ourselves, the more our communities would improve, So I think that's really where it's at right now, man. Character development, being men and women of integrity, striving to be honest, striving to be God-fearing, for those who are religious, man. And yeah, man, that's where it's at, bro, man. 'Cause a lot of times we like to point the finger and judge and condemn and tear under other individuals down for what we feel like they need to be doing. Whereas if we really looked in the mirror, there's so much room for improvement in our own lives, man. And that's just where I think it's at, man. And the more that I work on myself, the more I'm able to better serve others and serve the community. So yeah, start with self first, and then everything else will fall into place.
It will, and you're definitely going to be out here creating the change. You collaborate with people in the community. I mentioned Rhyme Fest before, Larry Hoover Jr.
About Rhyme Fest, yeah, and Larry Hoover.
Rhyme Fest. He's a real one. I know he's been out there. Oh man, I think he ran for mayor. Is that right? I remember he was running for mayor at one point.
Board right now. Hey man, he's so solid, man. He's the reason why I was at Donda's house. He's the reason why I was there. And everybody, listen, man, very few people have access to Donda's house and are able to even come in. People can walk past and maybe even take pictures, but to be inside, it's like you gotta be somebody and you gotta be somebody special. So he was the reason that I was in there, man. And it was just a blessing and an honor that they even saw me in that light to have me, in that sacred and precious space. But yeah, Rhyme Fest, man. Shout out Rhyme Fest for sure.
Return of the Gods. There's a lyric that really stuck out to me on there, and it was, "Tell my brothers." I think you know where I'm going with this. Playing with these women could be the death of you, in reference to all that's going on out here. You have one wife, don't have a side piece. What did you mean by that lyric? And is it kind of relating to the toxic relationships that are going on right now that's being promoted by the algorithms and just the whole kind of body count culture, which is toxic, but being promoted all throughout the society?
Well, yeah, man. I mean, if you don't know, I'm Muslim, man, and we don't play those types of games. One wife, Quran says one is best for you if you but knew. And sometimes people even try to misconstrue it, and take on multiple wives. But if you can't care for and provide for the one that you have, you don't have any business branching outside of that. But one is best for you if you but knew. And listen, doing the work that I'm doing and doing the work that I'm involved in, the last thing a soldier like myself needs to be bothered with is the hell that comes with playing with women, bro. Listen, man, it's so much hell that comes with playing with women. And no man that plays with and manipulates and takes advantage of women, no matter how much they may flaunt that they're living a good life on social media, they'll never have a good life, man. Never, never, never have a good life. And I don't get caught up in how fun things may look on the internet. I'm in proximity and I'm around individuals that try to juggle, multiple women and play with multiple women. And for the most part, what I see is that they're living hell. Really. But yeah, man, it's no play thing. I have a side piece, man. I have my one wife. And you know, the more that you all grow together and learn one another, man, and communicate with one another, life can really be bliss. It's just a matter of biting down and going through the struggles that come with becoming one. Like, it's not an easy task. Like, just because you get married doesn't mean you're one with your mate. You know, being married is the agreement that, you know, we're going to strive to become one with one another. You understand what I'm saying? So yeah, I don't play those games. I stay far away from it. And like I said before, being involved in the work that I'm a part of, playing with women could literally be the very end, you know, of everything that I'm working to establish, man. It could be the end of my career, you know, the end of my current well-being, you know, and I'm good on it, bro. I'm
Yeah.
good.
I want people out there to listen to that lyric and
I
tone down the toxic things that they do on TikTok and all the social media. Just stop, you know, just find
man.
that one
But
special person and that's it.
yeah, there's a lot of us don't have real good guidance, man, and a lot of good mentors out here right now. You know, a lot of us are being raised by social media and raised by the internet and raised by what we see online. And unfortunately, because in our personal lives, we don't have real good guidance and mentors and big brothers and big experienced sisters, we're left to learn how to live life on the internet. And the internet is really the last place you want to go to learn how
Yeah.
to be a man and woman in society. Hence is why, you know, I say, you know, the common enemy that we all have is ignorance and the lack of knowledge. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, we just got to constantly seek knowledge, wisdom, and understanding in the right places. And, you know, that's when we'll come to realize, like, yeah, bruh, you know, we got to
Yeah.
be careful. Dang.
Exactly. Who are you looking to collaborate with, even outside of Chicago? When we talk about artists and producers, who are some artists that you want to work with and producers?
Man, it's so many, man. Listening to my music, some people initially would think that I only want to work with the quote unquote odd artists or the positive artists. But I listen to so much music, man, and so many artists. And in working in the community, I've come to realize that the ones that you may think are negative or terrible people are some of the most beautiful people, you know. So anybody that is down for pushing unity, anybody that's down for pushing peace, anybody that's down for, you know, taking their resources and using them to help make our community safe, I'm with it. Jay-Z's definitely on my list, just to throw some names out there. Definitely would like to work with Drake one day. Kendrick Lamar, definitely Jay Electronica. I got some stuff on with Tyree Hakeem coming out soon. Blessed to be able to have those collabs. Of course, doing stuff with my father, Hashim Hakeem. But yeah, it's a lot of artists, man. And in Chicago, man, coming soon, man. Some of the biggest names out of the city of Chicago. Oh, Kanye West. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yay. But yeah, coming out of the city of Chicago, man, we're gonna be working with a lot of artists, man, out of the city of Chicago real soon that we've already bridged that gap and made those connections with. So definitely stay tuned for that.
Yeah, no, it's going to be big. And what are you going forward as far as plans with Warcry? Are you looking to go on tour? What's some things that you have ahead with the new album?
Yeah, man, I heard you were setting up a tour for me, bro. What's up,
Oh,
man?
yeah.
Man.
Let's speak that into existence. We got to make that happen.
Let's make it happen, Max. Yeah, we definitely want to take Warcry on tour. Like everything that's happening with this album right now, it just kind of, you know, we just kind of going with the flow, you know, rolling with the punches. We didn't have, like I said, no big budget or anything put behind the project. It charted literally organically. So as things continue to come through and we look at the chart metrics and the demographics, we'll start to put together some type of tentative tour. But yeah, really, we're just trying to get this to as many people as possible, man. You know, get this out to the millions, you know, to the billions, so that the world can, you know, stop second and like how I was. But yeah, we really want to take this album all the way, man. We're trying to be as creative as we possibly can to market it, you know, in the best ways that we possibly can. Everything is organic right now. So yeah, we want to tour. Yeah, we want to go all over America and overseas. And yeah, man, whatever we can think of, we're just putting into play right now.
Yeah. It's gonna happen. I'm telling you right now. What's next for you, man? Besides the album, things that you can speak about, the other things that you have on the way. Are you kind of already planning new music? What's some things you wanna let your fans know that you have on the way? It could be about anything that you're working on.
Yeah, we definitely got a concert coming up, either May or June. Stay tuned. Website just got updated, goldenchild.net. I'll send you all that information, GOLDENCHYLD dot net. And that's where anything upcoming will be. So we're working on the next Unity concert, working on a tour, whole lot of community work. Our success in the community has really been rooted in us not putting everything we do online. So yeah, I always doing the behind the scenes community work. Got some stuff coming up with Champs mentoring soon in the city of Chicago, and God willing, we can, do some stuff with Kai Cenat, man, because he's supposed to be coming through, man. So yeah, just planning, just working, and stay tuned for War Cry Deluxe, man. That's
Ooh.
coming. That's coming for sure.
Maybe some singing on there.
Maybe, man. Maybe a little singing on
I
there. You never know.
love it, man. Golden Child, I want to thank you for coming on the show here tonight. It was an honor. Thank you for everything that you're doing out here for hip hop and for the communities, man. You're doing a great thing, and you're definitely gonna be one of the idols when it's all said and done because of your impact.
Mean a lot coming from you, Max, man. Let's rock and roll. Appreciate you for your platform. And shout out you for bringing me on, man. Some people are a little reluctant, man, but you said let's go, and we made it happen. So
Hey, yeah.
appreciate you, Max.
No, of course, man. Anytime you want to come on the show, you're always welcome too. Anytime. Shout out to Pamela for getting us set up here tonight. And Derek, shout out to him as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's keep in
Shout
touch,
out
man.
Joy and the whole Joy Management team, man. If anybody else is blessed to be on that roster, I mean, you already made it the second you signed the contract, man. Joy Management is the best in the industry, if you ask me, and we're definitely going all the way.
Absolutely. And they can follow you on Instagram and Twitter at golden_child.
That's right, GOAL, like we got goals in life. GOALDEN underscore CHYLD. That's on all platforms.
Yes. Yes, sir. Like you doing your out.
Yes, sir.
Sir, yeah.
All right, bro.
Goldchild, thanks again, man. Enjoy the rest of your night. Congratulations on the new album, War Cry. Big things on the way for sure.
Man, you know. Peace, bro.
Peace.